Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Tennessee and Green Bay. And I'm going to ask this question, and I'm asking in complete seriousness, which I know it's going to sound crazy. Who's the better quarterback in this game?
How dare you? How dare you ask this, Stats? Now, let me be clear. I'm a fighting Texas Aggie, all right? I was at Texas A&M when Ryan Tannehill was a wide receiver. Gerard Johnson was his quarterback. It was a lot of fun. And then Ryan Tannehill became the quarterback and things changed. And I always thought it was insane that, you know, he was regarded as a first round talent. And, you know, I'm very happy to see that he has had the success that he has had with the Titans. I have spent a lot of time in just audio fashion, both in my life and on podcasts. And I've written a lot of words sort of almost willing the demise of Aaron Rodgers because he has made my life as a Cowboys fan very miserable. I have learned not to doubt this man. You can doubt Ryan Tannehill. It's safe to doubt Ryan Tannehill. It is not safe to doubt Aaron Rodgers. By the way, there should be a name for this matchup when it happens because it's a rare thing when the conference championship game losers meet up. Like that doesn't always happen the following year. And it did happen this year in this case.
I'm not doubting Aaron Rodgers.
You are. Rodgers is, you spat in his face.
I did no such thing. I saw this from CBS Sports, and this blew my mind. Since Ryan Tannehill took over for the Titans 24 games ago, he has a 114 quarterback rating, over 6,000 passing yards, 61 total touchdowns, and just 10 picks. And by the way, most of those numbers are better than Patrick Mahomes in his last 24 games. Like, he has been not just good, really, really good, and I don't think he gets enough love.
I totally agree with you that he doesn't get enough love. I think that Tennessee in general doesn't get enough love. Shout out again to Michael Kist. We call him Music City Mike on Monday Football Monday because he's always hyping up the Titans. But I think that's all fair. But and I hate that I'm going to say this because it's such a like cliche. I just don't trust Ryan Tannehill to win a game. Like, if it comes down to it, like Aaron Rodgers is hanging it on everybody last week. I did not know this, Stats, before the Panthers game last Saturday night, that Aaron Rodgers had, at entering the game, more games this season with three passing touchdowns than anybody's ever had in a single season in NFL history. And so this, like, I don't know. You've played, you know, I imagine NCAA Madden, you've done a career mode. You've made Rob Stats Guerrera, the quarterback of the 49ers. You've taken your team to back-to-back titles, three in a row, something no one's ever done before, right?
No. I'm a wide receiver.
Oh, okay. Of course. You've got the build. I could totally see that. But when you do that, like arbitrary person, when I've done that, you have a season with your like created quarterback that's like you throw 73 touchdowns and like six interceptions, and it's awesome. And like that is literally who Aaron Rodgers is this year. And so in no way do I want to disrespect Ryan Tannehill, but the Packers, and I also think we sleep on Aaron Jones. Like I think that the Packers as a whole, the Smith brothers are kind of coming along, and this sucks to say as a Cowboys fan. I hate this. And the more success the Packers have, the further in level of an indictment it is against Mike McCarthy. But the Packers, I've been telling you this for weeks, Stats, they're the best team in the NFC. I would love to see the Seahawks beat them in the NFC title game. I don't think that's happening. I think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl, and I think I'm going to be upset about it.
Aaron Rodgers is really good. But here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers has been really good for a long time, and the Packers still lose. And they lose big games, and they lose to teams that do one thing really well. And what is that thing?
Run the ball.
And what do the Tennessee Titans do really, really well?
They run the ball.
Derrick Henry is going to flatten the Green Bay Packers.
I disagree with that. What's the line?
Green Bay minus -3.
I will take that very easily. I think that the Packers, I think this is a we are so much better than anybody gives us credit for game. And I will even go a step further, Stats. Derrick Henry finishes with less than the Green Bay Packers, the 96 Green Bay Packers won the Super Bowl. Less than. If it's 96 to push, less than 96 total yards from scrimmage, Derrick Henry has.
Oh, I'll take that bet. Are you out of your mind? Look, this is the Packers' flaw, and this is not a new thing. They've given up a ton of rushing yards this year, and they gave up a ton of rushing yards last year, and not just to my 49ers, who I want to point out, flatten them. They cannot stop the run, and they never really did anything this offseason to upgrade that or change anything about it. I think Derrick Henry is going to stiff-arm this entire defense all the way down the field into oblivion, and the Titans are going to roll in there and dominate this game. And if, like I said, Ryan Tannehill has to make a play, he's shown that he can.
Certainly possible, but it's not going to happen. I have one question for you, Stats, on this. After I mentioned Aaron Jones, after the Packers win last Saturday night, he talked about how they want to make other teams have to go through Lambeau Field and talked about how nobody's prepared for the cold. Do you buy that at all? Like, whether it's Lambeau or whatever, that the cold is this, like, nobody's ever heard of the cold before. You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe I'm standing this hard for the Packers, but that's the lone thing that I'm like, guys, let's be, other teams play in the cold. It's not this foreign concept anymore.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.